in the
wishbone.
All right, you call it the what again?
Wishbone.
All right, what's another word for it? Is there any other word?
You mean what's the name of the piece of chicken?
Mm-hmm.
The breast.
All right. All right, but the whole thing, that wishbone you said, does the name wishbone have any other name to it? Have you ever heard it called anything else? When my husband calls it a pulley bone, but then he's from North Carolina.
Well, we always called it a wishbone.
Wish
my kids would take it,
yes.
Make a wish.
Yeah, that's what we called it too when I was a kid, wishbone. All right. What do you call the inside parts of a chicken that you eat? The liver, the heart, the gizzard, what do you call that? Chicken what?
Inside of the chicken?
Mm-hmm. The inside part of the pig or a calf that you might eat, what do you call that?
We call them chitlins.
All right, fine, okay. And again, the part that you sometimes eat and sometimes stuff sausage in, what do you call that?
Well, we always call that, that's a part of the chitlins, but it's okay. A small chitlins.
Okay, fine. If it's time to feed the stock and do the chores, you say it is what? It is what?
Feeding time.
Feeding time, all right, fine. To call them from the pasture, how do you call cows? How would you do it?
There's so many different ways I couldn't call them, but I know how you call them, but I can't call them.
Mm-hmm.
I know how my kids used to call them.
Well, just give me a word that you might use, that they might use.
Well, it's a Sioux cow, but they call that loud.
Mm-hmm.
And some cows we had names, and they could call the cows with a name.
Oh, I see. Does that help?
And that cow would come, whichever cow's name you call.
Uh-huh.
If none of the rest of them didn't come, that cow would come.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What were some of the names your cows had?
I had one cow named Daisy.
Daisy.
Had one named Betty. Can't think of the other's
see,
name.
See, that's nice. Daisy and Betty. What color were they?
Well, one, the one Daisy was brown. She was beautiful. And Betty was dark.
Oh, they must have both been pretty.
They were beautiful.
Okay. What about calling a calf? Is it that about the same thing? How do you call a calf?
Well, my kids always just say kitty, kitty.
All right. What do you say to the mules or horses to make them go left or go right?
Let's see what you say. Different things. One says, I think the way you want them to go right, you say, gee, I think that's the way it is.
All right.
You want to go left, you say, ha. Huh.
Okay, fine.
I think that's what they say.
What do you say to urge horses on, to get them to, you know, go a little faster? What do you say?
Hurry, get up.
Okay. What do you say to stop a horse? You know, if you want to stop a horse.
Get him to, I think they said, whoa.
Okay. And if you want to get him into a buggy, what do you tell him to do? You just say, do what?
Well, we are, see it. We always have to hold the chaise up.
Oh, I see.
And back him back in there.
I see, fine.
He wouldn't, unless you had him well trained, he wouldn't go in there himself. But you have to hold the chaise up over his head and back him back in there.
Oh, I see.
And fasten the single tree.
Okay.
And your hand.